everyone. I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Feyi Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm so thankful. I am staying cool in this hot Texas weather. And keeping up with my MMA boxing.
You know what? That's what people say, that it really doesn't matter what you believe or what you don't believe about climate change, but it is hot. This is a hot
very
summer.
Very hot here in Texas. So for all our friends that live in cool parts, enjoy it and just pray for us.
But the reason why God has given us this mandate is that there is hope.
Yes, there
you know, the cooler days ahead.
There are cooler days ahead, yes.
Let's hope for cooler days coming, okay? So God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
And all the time God is good.
And over and over, God continue to protect us, God continue to guide us, God continue to make sure that we are okay. Because the word of God says that I wish above all things.
Yes, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And the last episode, the three-dimensional wellness, wow. The feedbacks.
Really?
Yes.
That was outstanding. So today we are going to episode 68.
Season 5.
65. Episode 68. And we have an exciting topic to talk about.
Exciting and heavyweight in the spirit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because we know that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Yes, we don't.
Okay. So today we are talking about New Age Beware.
New Age Beware. Yes.
New Age Beware. Because, I mean, why this is so important is that we now seeing some of this New Age somehow connivingly creeping even into churches.
Yes.
And to the gathering of people of God.
I think that is the most, I guess, that really, really grips one's heart.
Yes.
Because the enemy likes to come in when, you least expect, right? And comes in and is coming in within the church and targeting children, young adults, millennials,
But that's where we have to display our light.
Yes.
Because we know that this new age we're talking about is of the darkness.
Yes, it is.
And the light, we are children of the light. And we carry the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we carry the light, so the light will always prevail over the darkness.
That's true. And God's word says his
light.
That
is our hope.
That is. And the word of God tells us that his light shines in darkness. Yes. And darkness does not comprehend it, right? It's like, you know, you enter a room, maybe at night, and the room is totally dark. And all you need to do is just what? Turn on the switch and flip the switch. And what happens? There is light.
Just like what did you say, Yes. That is so true.
So let's get started.
That is amazing. Okay. Now, you know, a lot of people had sent us some comments and questions about this and then about some of the show that they saw, and that show kind of intertwined with church scene. And then immediately after watching the church scene, it goes into a scene that is of New Age. But we'll talk more about it later on. But why don't we just go ahead and read the scriptures and, let's read Leviticus 20:27.
Okay. Leviticus 20:27 says, a man or woman who is a medium or a necromancer shall surely be put to death.
Wow.
They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood shall be upon them.
Wow. A medium or necromancer. So the medium, you know, we know for sure what the medium is.
So to kind of give mm-hmm. in-depth context mm-hmm. to this, so all those questions when they came, mm-hmm. people ask, is witchcraft okay for Christians? Mm-hmm. And you and I like froze that. Mm-hmm. What is happening?
Is it okay to have a Ouija board
in their home? And, you know, we're kind of like, what is happening? So the show that they talked about is a Christian show,
yeah,
it's supposed to be a family oriented TV show
where they have children,
family, dad, mom, and all. And we watched it too, right? And there was the scene of the church. They were at church.
Singing in the choir.
And after they finished that, the scene changed to a home, and siblings brought out an Ouija board and we said, what is happening? It changed mm-hmm. so fast from church to that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they started conjuring up and calling up the dead.
Mm.
And instantly, you know, we turned it off. Yeah. We're like, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. And we said, how many homes right now are watching this same thing?
How many children?
And children, young people mm-hmm. with no knowing in their spirit man that they can't discern, don't open yourself up to mm-hmm. this. And we said, wow, let's pray more on this and bring an episode to expose that this is new age that has crept in. Yeah. It's now on TV shows, it's online, it's everywhere, and people don't know the difference.
Yes.
And when Christians, so-called Christians, can ask you, is Ouija board okay? Is witchcraft okay? You know, we are in trouble in the church.
And you know, this is something that we say all the time as well. When you do have the property or something that belongs to the devil, devil will continue to pay you a visit.
He will be visiting you.
That's true. So that's why you don't want to have any property or anything that is affiliated to devil or those spirit of darkness.
Now that you mentioned mm-hmm. that, you know, Acts 19:19,
yes,
something happened. It says many of the believers mm-hmm. who had been practicing black magic confessed their deeds, and they brought all their incantation books and charms and burn them at a public bonfire.
Wow. Do you know that where I come from, originally in Nigeria, there was a man of God many, many years ago called Babalola. So this individual was used of God to reach out to a lot of herbalists, a lot of witches, witchcrafts and stuff, and that all of them had to bring their craft, their witchy stuff, their idols, and they were all set on fire in the public place.
Now, some might ask and say, why is it wrong? You know, because they don't know any better. Why is it wrong? Mm. I think let's look at the first place, and I believe it's 1 Samuel 15:23. So this is where it all stems from. When we understand this, then we can understand more the reason why God's word is so plain for us. It's there to guide us, it's there to help us. So 1 Samuel 15:23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. That's the word of God.
I mean, we probably, those of us that are familiar with this story, we know what led to this passage right here. You know, Samuel was saying this, you know, because this has to do with the king that could not wait for the prophet. The prophet is the chosen person to, you know, to make the sacrifice to God Almighty. And this individual, because he calls himself a king, because he's a king, he feels like, you know, he can do anything.
Yes.
You know, he can usurp the power of the prophet. And that's what he did. But that fueled that fire on him, you know, as a rebellion and it's a witchcraft. And so we can see that even with any individual, even with our children, if they have a spirit of rebellion, we have to pray deliverance.
Very true. And I love that you said the word deliverance, because it's a word that we're not hearing much among the fold of the body of Christ. And deliverance is where those that need to be set free from the demonic indwelling oppression of the enemy. And that gets to happen for them, exactly, where the Holy Spirit shows up, delivers them, and they're now filled with the Holy Spirit in their right mind. Now, the spirit of rebellion that you mentioned earlier becomes an open door for that attraction into this new age or into witchcraft unknowingly. And the enemy is targeting children. So parents need to also be aware so that they know to protect the gates of their children's eyes, ears, heart, because that's what the enemy, he's after those things specifically.
Okay. And then if somebody wondering, I say, what are the different types or kinds of all these
entryways?
Yes.
Well, one, we said Ouija board. Okay. Ouija board will look like your innocent chessboard game. It's not. It's an entryway into the realm of the spirit, into the demonic realm. And once there is that open door through rebellion, it becomes an open door. And, you know, right now in the body of Christ, God is raising and has raised up men and women that can hear the voice of God clearly, know what is happening in the realm of the spirit, and they know how to take a stand against these demonic oppressive forces that are after children, the next generation.
And that's the type of discerning spirit that we as believers ought to have.
Amen.
To know what God wants and what he's asking of you and I.
Very
what
true.
What he's asking of us as Christians.
That's very true. And again, it begins from if we devour the word of God, the Holy Spirit will shine a light onto the truth of God's word. But the more we depart from God's word, then we don't know, that discernment becomes faded.
Yes.
That little by little, you don't even know what an entryway is or what it looks like.
Yeah. I like the way you said it. The more we devour the word of God, the more we eat the word of God, you know, just like the prophet said. So it becomes a heart and parcel of your life. It becomes your body, it becomes your strength, and it becomes your energizing.
And it becomes the protective covering for the entryways, the ears, the eyes, you know, and also our hearts, and even what also goes in through our mouths.
Okay. So, I mean, now we also talk about another one, which is the horoscope.
Yes, horoscope.
Horoscope, a lot of people, a lot of believers and Christians will say that horoscope doesn't do any harm. They quickly pick up a magazine or newspapers and read their horoscope and believe that they are either Pisces, they're Scorpion, they are this and that.
So
that is not of God.
It is not. So that's man's attempt of wanting to know, this curiosity that God has created us with, right? Of wanting to know about their life. Oh, what is my life? What is my life all about? Again, is man's search for destiny and purpose. But it's all contained in God's word, the Bible, because it's there. He tells us what his heart, his will is for us. Again, if we will devour the word of God, there will be no appetite for wanting to know, what is my month like? God's word already says what it is for us, you know. So again, back to that.
That's right. Do you know what, you know, what just dropped into my mind right now is what they call fortune cookies.
Oh, yes.
I know I've not seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
But there used to be a time that when you go to eat in some places,
yes,
they will hand you the fortune cookie when you finish eating.
Yes.
And then you have to break it open.
Yes.
And there'll be a little piece of paper there.
Yes.
With some fortune telling.
Fortune.
So that is not of God.
You know what? That is so true. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've not seen those in a long time. But that's
maybe,
so true.
Maybe COVID took it away.
Maybe it did. Yeah, so that's so true. So that goes, that's another one. So we've talked about a Ouija board.
Yes.
You mentioned horoscope. Fortune telling, that's true. And again, fortune telling is this man's attempt of wanting to know about his or her destiny or purpose.
Yeah.
But again, is in God's word. Exactly. Again, it's found through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Because, I mean, Jeremiah already declares it, that he knows the plan that he has for you and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plans so, of thoughts and thoughts of peace are not of evil to give each one an expected end.
And a good destiny. So he knows the plan that he has for you and I. You know the plan that if you're a child of God, you know the plan that God has for you. So you don't wait nobody. God is not going to reveal something to somebody else without revealing it to his own child.
That's so true. So we've mentioned that fortune telling.
And then, you know, oftentimes when you go around, you see signs that say palm reader.
Yes, we've been to some places.
And some people are actually making money off of this.
They're paying lots of money.
Business.
Yes, it's a business, palm reader. And people go in, you see that these little houses or a line, it can be a hotline, and people pay. Doesn't it amaze you that people will pay such money to want to know what is in store for their life when the Bible is there, God's word, that they can dive into it daily, every day, and they have an open line of communication to God.
That's what I was going to say. They can access God at any time. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. And his phone is never busy. So you can call him anytime. You can talk to him anytime. He said, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Amen.
So you can come boldly to the throne of God and you can call unto Jesus at any time.
Amen.
Because Jesus is right with you. You know, just I was just reading recently about the Ark of Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the Ark of Covenant that depict the presence of God.
Yes.
So in that time, they have to carry that Ark of Covenant. And everywhere they put it, like they did in the house of Obed-Edom. And every time the Ark of Covenant resided in his house, he was super blessed. So, but today we have Jesus Christ. He's our Jehovah Shammah.
Yes,
he said he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's always there with us.
Emmanuel.
That is what you're talking about. Call unto Jesus anytime, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances, call unto him. He's there to answer you.
And another reason why, you know, young people, those that are older, dive into this world of new age is because they're seeking power. And the enemy promises them, because many, when the deeper they go into this dark world of new age, witchcraft, warlords, they actually begin to see into the spirit realm and they can command things to happen. And so that sense of power, but they don't know that it's a destructive power, because like you said earlier, when you have the property of the devil with you, he's coming to visit you.
Exactly.
It is the same thing.
And then he's going to give you nightmares. He's going to give you bad dreams. He's going to give you
all kinds of things. And the enemy never plays fear. You know that, because that's who he is.
The
word
enemy is brutal.
He's brutal. Yeah. The Bible tells us who he is. So we don't have to wonder.
He's never going to be your friend.
He's never. The devil can never be your friend. Yeah. He's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy from you.
Amen.
That's all that he's after. Yeah. Because John 10:10 tells us, but Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and we might have it abundantly.
Man,
so young people dive into this with this sense of power, because the enemy promises them this false sense of purpose and false sense of power, and they can see into the spirit realm, and they can even make things happen. Sometimes some of them even operating in this new age power, witchcraft, warlord power, or magic power, or palm reading, or power.
Yeah.
They can actually almost translate themselves, like what happened in the book of Acts, where the eunuch was translated. Some of them want that kind of power, and they can do it, and also use that power to cause destruction in other people's life. So it gives them this sense of power, and they think they're powerful. However, you and I know they have not met the power alone of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Because that is the real power.
Yes,
the one that can kill the body.
Yes, indeed.
And the soul, the one that can do that, and the one that even took the place of every single person on the cross by laying down his majestic power.
Amen.
That is real power, and is available for anyone that comes to him, confessing him as Jesus Christ, so they too can experience the power of Jesus Christ, indwelled by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and I mean, you've had it, and it's in the Word of God. You cannot and you should not be afraid of the one that can kill only the flesh, because that's the only thing that the devil can do, because the flesh belongs to the devil. But the spirit belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. And God has power over death, the body, and the spirit.
Amen.
And because of that, he is the one that can lead you to triumph. And he's the one that can give you victory.
Amen. And we use this time as a ministry time. If you're out there that you've dabbled into all these things we're talking about, Ouija board, horoscope, fortune telling, palm reading, translating in the spirit, disappearing, and things like that, we are telling you this, what the Word of God says. You might think you're having fun right now. You are not. You know why you're not having fun? Because you don't own your life, and you don't own the breath that comes out of your nose, that comes out of your lungs. You don't own it. The one that owns it is the Almighty God. And if you think you're having fun that way, you don't know when he's going to call that breath back. And it is a deadly thing for him to call that breath back without a hope in eternity with Jesus Christ forever and ever.
And then you say, you heard this, now what should you do? Clean the house. Clean up your house. Everything that is not of God, every unclean thing, properties of the devil, gather them together and destroy them. And don't give them away as gifts to anyone.
Yes.
Destroy them. Remove them out of your premises, out of your dwelling, out of your home, so that you do not own anything that belongs to the devil.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So why don't we just go ahead and take this opportunity to pray.
Amen.
You know, with those people that are listening to us now and say, you know what? Oh, maybe I've gone deep. No, you cannot be too deep that you can't turn around and turn back.
Amen.
Jesus is waiting.
Amen.
He said, behold, you know, I am knocking at the door of your heart.
Yes.
And if you will just believe and open the door, I will come in and sup with you.
Amen.
So he's ready to come in and sup with you. So open up the door of your heart today and let him come in. Confess him with your mouth.
Amen.
Release yourself unto him and let him be the Lord and the Savior of your soul. Father, we
Amen.
Just pray, Lord, for everyone listening to us right now.
Yes.
Everyone that has tuned into this podcast is not by accident.
Yes.
As we're talking about New Age, beware.
Yes.
Beware. What do you mean beware? Because this is the time that you have to turn new leaves. This is the time you have to completely put an enmity between you and the New Age and all of those things that we've talked about, witches, witchcraft, wizardry. We talk about horoscope. We talk about palm reading. We talk about Ouija board and all of those things. If you have any of this around you, if you have any of this, remove them. And Father, we pray for boldness.
Amen.
To take the right action.
Amen.
To clean the house, to remove any of this and to dissociate with them. Father, we yes. ask, oh God, that you will that you give them that bravery, oh God. Let them be brave enough to take the right action, to declare that you are their Savior,
Amen.
To declare that you are their Lord of their soul.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 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 And if you need any further follow-up, yes, reach out to us and we'll connect you to churches in your area. You do not want to walk this road alone.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And if you go to a Bible-believing church, you can talk to your pastor or leader of your church if you need more additional counseling. Or, you know, if you need freedom.
Freedom ministry
freedom
or deliverance.
Ministry or deliverance.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
And also, if you are born again and also making a public declaration through water baptism, that is another big step in declaring your solidarity for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 That's about all the time we have today.
Yes.
So we love hearing from you. So
yes.
until next time, stay connected.
We love you.